When trains and cars made their way westward to Los Angeles, they encountered an obstacle between San Bernardino and Barstow. The challenge was so great, they even named the town here for the man who conquered the barrier to progress. That man and that town are today's edition of the American Countryside. 2012 was a tough crop year on our farm, but AgriGold was at the top of the class. Now, AgriGold introduces the Hybrid Series, the next evolution of hybrid seed corn. The Giant, Regional, and Limited Series represent AgriGold's unique and diverse lineup featuring their high-yielding giants. AgriGold's global genetic breeding program and knowledgeable agronomists help you grow more corn on every acre. I know because I grow them and see the giant results. For more information, contact your local corn specialist at 800-262-7333 or visit AgriGold.com. When this town began, they wanted to acknowledge the man who put them on the map.
It was originally developed because of the railroads. There was a gentleman named Mr. Victor, who was a railroad engineer. And he was the one that designed the railroads through the mountain passes that we have here, and that's how the town got its name.
Paul Chassie says those early locomotives would stop here to take on water. He shares the story from the local history museum.
Getting through the mountain obviously was a problem, but this is one of the main railroad routes on the West Coast. We have over 100 trains a day just past the museum. So you can see there's quite a bit of activity that still exists today.
The city grew for other reasons as well.
It was kind of a desert town, famous for good clean air. So we had a lot of artists and famous people come here to relax or to get cured from TB or whatever their situation was.
The route the railroad took through the mountains at Victorville was also the route highways followed.
The Interstate 15 came through in the mid-60s. And recognizing that Route 66 was already there and a good route, they tried to follow that as much as they could. And there is a small section of Route 66 that was paved over in what we call the Cajon Pass. In California, about 90-95% of Route 66 is still drivable today, and everybody does drive it.
Many early motorists remember Victorville, though, for a certain young lady standing alongside the road. Her identity, next time, as we travel the countryside in Victorville, California. I'm Andrew McCrae.